Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder with you for your Wednesday morning. And listen, we've been talking to you about International Friendship Day. We want you to get in touch. 087 798 9898. Send us in your WhatsApp voice notes. Tell us all about your best friend, what they do for you, why they are the best, or are they the ones that know where the bodies are buried?
And sometimes that is the case.
Hello, Nicole. Friends should know things about each other, obviously. And, you know, we as co-hosts, we've been co-hosts together since about 2 years now, on and off. And then obviously for the summer show, we've been together for the last 7-8 weeks and we've been having a ball. Producer Cahill has been hard at work at putting together a quiz for each of us based on the information that we have given to him. Well, Leanne Hanafin, it is now time for you to be quizzed on me. I think I talk about myself so much.
I think in you're the best way, because you've loads to talk about, like amazing things.
AKA, shut up, Paul. I'm sure that's what she wants to say about
say
me
that
sometimes.
At all. I never would.
You always listen. You are a very good friend to me, in fairness. Are you ready for the quiz?
I think so. How many questions am I getting?
Five.
Five questions. Okay. I think I'm ready. Okay. Let's try.
I made my name. Oh, well, these are from Carl, so I'll use the way he put it.
Right.
Paul made his name by appearing on Ireland's Got Talent, performing a mix of Uptown Funk and what other song?
Oh, no, because I knew Uptown Funk.
I knew you did.
I want to say it's something Christina Aguilera related, just because I know how much you love her.
Okay.
But it's, oh, I don't know. Can I just give Christina Aguilera a Christina Aguilera song?
I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Oh, I knew it.
Who else do I love?
You love
Pink Drag. Think who?
Lady Gaga.
No, think who was in the judging panel?
Michelle Visage.
Yeah.
Michelle Visage.
I chose RuPaul, Sissy That Walk.
Oh, I actually wouldn't have got that, I don't think.
Okay, question number two. Paul and Eddie really don't want kids, but they have settled on having their two dogs, which they adore. What are their dogs' names?
Billy.
Yes.
And Jimmy.
Yay!
And it's a boxer and a staffy.
Well done.
If I can get a bonus
point. Extra point for you. Eddie and myself have been married for 1 year in May, but how many years as of this November will we be together as a couple? Is it A, 7, B, 8, or C, 9?
So I think ye are together since around 2018. So I'm going to say 7.
As of this November, we will be 8 years together.
So am I right?
No, you're wrong.
Oh, no, but I'm technically...
As of this November, you're technically right now, but unfortunately, in the grand scheme of the quiz, you're wrong.
I should have listened to the wording of that question.
I have one artist who is my complete ride or die. I once queued outside the Three Arena overnight to be front row at their concert. But who was that artist?
Christina Aguilera.
Yes!
I knew she was going to be in there
because
somewhere.
We talked about it last week. We were in the kitchen talking about
it. Oh, yes.
Paul doesn't want kids yet, has 120 kids in his stage school. But what is the name of that stage school?
The stage school is called Proud Dance Academy.
Yes! Oh, I'm terrified now because I gave you relatively easy ones. You're going to annihilate me. I know you are.
Did I get 4 out of 5?
You got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Three out of five ain't bad.
Okay. Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
So today we are celebrating International Friendship Day on the show. We want to hear from you about the friend in your life or the friends in your life that you need to shout out, whether they are the best people you know, they are loyal, or if they're just mad.
Yeah.
We want to hear that as well. Send a voice note, give a shout out to your friend right now on 087 798 9898. In spirit of that as well, we just did a little quiz there. Mm-hmm. You were asking me 5 questions about you. I got 3 out of 5, which is okay.
Which is fine.
Not too bad, but you know I have to give you one on myself now.
I was like, there she is, perfectionist Pauline, wanting to get 5 out of 5 there.
It kills me when I don't. I'm so competitive. It's disgusting. Okay, 5 questions on me, Paul Ryder. I think these are kind of like simple enough. Well, obviously I think that because I know the answers to them.
Yeah, no, like, I don't want to hear like what subjects did I study in my junior cert in 20. Like, go away,
no,
okay?
I won't give you them, I promise. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one.
Oh God.
A nice easy one, I think, to start you off. What part of Kerry am I from?
Tralee.
Correct.
Yes.
Nice,
yes!
And easy. Easy win.
Okay.
Second question. What did I always want to be when I was older?
A teacher.
Doctor. That is correct.
Yeah, no,
a teacher.
Yes.
A primary school teacher. 16 years of my life.
I could see that for you. Because I remember we had this conversation because I said you're like Miss Honey from Matilda.
I would be a hateful teacher. They'd
would
all,
you?
All the kids would hate me. Of course, would I'd be you? So strict.
Oh, God.
Oh, me, perfectionist? Absolutely.
I was gonna say, yeah. Maybe more like Drunchbull then.
Thank you. Oh, you said Miss Honey, that I'd be really
yes.
nice. Oh, I don't know about that. We'll never know now. Because I'm here every morning. 2 out of 2. Question 3, Paul Ryder.
Yeah.
What is my iced coffee order?
It's an iced latte. But is it a coconut iced latte?
Oh! It's an iced caramel macchiato with almond milk.
And I wouldn't mind. I've got you about 3 of them.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, if he could now, he could do the study on this because the texts are in the WhatsApp.
Oh my God. I did look at some other bits. By the way, how many have I got now? 2?
You have 2 out of 3.
Right, grand. Yeah. Come on,
question
go.
4. What is my degree and where did I graduate from?
You degreed from DCU.
Yes.
And it's in radio or media production.
Oh, no, it's
Hold
not.
Hold on, what is the actual official title? Because don't forget, I didn't even finish my leaving cert, so don't come for me because I have no education.
We're talking about me here. I did communication studies in DCU.
Media? Production?
Yeah, but you need a title, like.
I'll give you a title. SAP.
Excuse me, you.
Only messing.
Go on now. I got 3 out of 5. This is for your 3 out of 5 as well, so okay, we'll be leveled, right? This will be really fair. I have owned many a dog in my life, but name 2 breeds I have owned.
A Border Collie and a... I'm not... A Jack Russell.
You've 1 out of 2, so I have to give you
a half.
I'll give you a half a point.
And I wouldn't mind. You never talk about dogs, really. You more so talk about cats.
True, because I had one more recently yes. than a dog. You could have said greyhound
right.
as well, or a miniature schnauzer.
Well, look, I'm going to take my 2.5. I'm delighted you win, because when it comes to Dan's versus Ormby or B. Barry, you're kind of on a losing streak. So I'm going to give you this, right? So okay. Well done to you. You win the quiz.
Thank you.
You are the better friend than me.
Speaking of Dan's versus Ormby, that is on the way. So I'm preparing myself to take the loss on that. So basically, we're going to be winners, both of us,
Even
in some
Stevens.
Capacity today.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.